Dream Spinner Press presents A to Z by Marie Sexton. Read for you by Mac L. Jones.
Zach. I own a video store, but I hate movies. I know, it's completely ridiculous. It just sort of happened. I guess it started after college. I went to the University of Colorado. My parents wanted me to go to Colorado State in Fort Collins, but I insisted on CU. I argued that it was a better school. But that wasn't the real reason. CSU was for veterinary, forestry, and agriculture students. CU was for partying. In hindsight, it was a pretty shitty thing to do to my parents. The tuition was a lot higher than at CSU, and I spent all 5 years drunk, or high, or both. I barely managed to graduate with a degree in business management. I think my GPA was somewhere around 2. Pitiful. Of course, I did more than just get drunk and high. I also had sex a lot. My senior year, I dated Jonathan. After graduation, I followed him to Arvada, a suburb on the west side of Denver. He was an accountant. I was a bum. I got a job at the movie rental place down the street and continued to spend my time drunk and high and having sex. Sometimes not with Jonathan. The day arrived when I came home and he was gone. On the bright side, that was my wake-up call. After that, I managed to get my shit together, for the most part at least. But I never did get another apartment or another job. And when my boss, Mr. Murray, decided to retire, I took out a loan and bought the video rental store. It seemed like a good idea at the time. So now here I am, 34, single, and the not-so-proud owner of A to Z Video Rental. Did I mention that I hate movies? Late spring in Colorado, and the weather was stereotypically perfect, sunny, with the temperature hovering around 80. I had finally broken down and turned on the air conditioner in the store. A to Z Video occupied one of four spots in the building. Three of the spots were downstairs, my store in the middle, flanked by a holistic bookstore and a head shop. Between the two of them, my store always smelled like sandalwood incense. The entire upstairs was taken by a martial arts studio owned by Nero Sensei. I wasn't sure if Nero was his first or last name, but mostly we just called him Sensei. Today, the parking lot in front of our building was filled with martial arts students, all wearing those white pajamas they favor, doing some type of forms in unison and sweating their asses off. It was Friday afternoon, and I had one customer. He had been in several times lately. He was skinny, with dark skin and thick black hair that hung in his face, and he looked like he barely had to shave. I'm not good at ethnicity. Maybe Latino, maybe not. He was walking along the shelves looking at movies. Sometimes he would stop and look at me and shake his head. I had no idea what his problem was. He had just returned a movie called Blue Velvet. I was staring at that stupid movie, trying to decide where it was supposed to go on my cluttered shelves. On the one hand, it had Dennis Hopper in it, which said to me, action. On the other hand, the pictures on the box made it look like it was in black and white, which meant classic. I gave up and stuck it in the first empty spot I saw on a shelf labeled Special Interest. That seemed good enough. That was when Mr. Wright walked in. He was my height, just under 6 feet, but built heavier than me. He obviously worked out. He had blonde hair and blue eyes. He was wearing dark gray slacks and a white dress shirt open at the collar. I quickly checked my own shirt and was relieved to see that it was still relatively clean. I hadn't dropped any of my lunch on it for once. "I'm Tom Sanderson," he said, holding out his hand to me. "I'm your new landlord." I had read about people with rich baritone voices. He actually had one. There was a dimple on his chin. He was incredibly hot. And even better than that, he was looking me up and down with obvious curiosity. Work was suddenly getting a lot more interesting. "Nice to meet you," I said. I shook his hand. "Zach Mitchell." "Zach?" He hung onto my hand a little bit longer than he needed to before letting go and glancing around. "Nice place." He actually managed not to sound sarcastic when he said that. I hadn't done anything with the store in years. The movie posters on the walls were faded and dusty and showed new releases that were several years out of date. "How's business?" "Not bad." That was a lie. It was bad. Not non-existent, but certainly not great. In fact, the punk with the attitude was practically rush hour.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?